From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
After researching new development in the energy industry, I identified the possibility of expanding my interest in with birthed female technologies. My first opportunity was with a manufacturer in Buffalo, New York, which manufacture equipment to recover ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze. And going forward, I became another distributor with a product in the construction industry for the release of asphalt and concrete biodegradable product. So I began to look at the possibility more strengthening and development chemo technology to go global would be in emission and petroleum and landfill.
Kenna Rogers, founder and president of Chemo Technologies LLC, headquartered in New Orleans, Louisiana. Chemo Technologies, the national minority distributor of environmentally friendly and industrial products and services throughout North America and Canada. Chemo was founded on the principle of researching to find and implement the best products for prevention and restoration of our environment. The targeted industries are the petroleum industry, power producing industry, and landfills. Their products and technologies are extremely beneficial to all of the targeted industries, the environment, and the citizens. To date, they're in communication with the City of New Orleans and Jefferson Parish to build their waste to energy plants. As a child growing up in New Orleans, Rogers always had a passion for gardening, which later evolved into his love for science and the environment. I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, Chemo Technologies, LLC, with founder and president Kenna Rogers, In Black America.
The waste to energy technology that we found was the best on this planet. Because not only does it incinerate, burn all of your waste, your debris, and medical waste safely, the residuals are safe green products, bio-waste products, that already has been approved by the EPA and the Department of Environmental Quality. So you're getting rid of, you're reducing the buildup of methane in your landfills, you're reducing waste, you're creating jobs, and from the waste, you're creating clean electricity. So now you're being able to clean the environment, create high-paying, skilled jobs, create clean-burning electricity, thus bringing the companies and the municipalities or cities into EPA compliance.
Kenna Rogers, founder and president of Chemo Technology, offer reflects on a commercial that depicted a Native American Indian disheartened by once a pristine landscape that became desolate and defiled due to pollution. That commercial left a profound impact on Rogers, which resulted in the development of a philosophy that, and we quote, respect what Mother Nature has provided and preserve what God has given for future generations, end of quote. This philosophy, along with the Go Green movement, ignited him to seek business opportunities in the field. While venturing into new opportunities, he researched that pollutants were being generated by the energy industry via the burning of fossil fuels. Chemo Technology is a national minority distributor of environmental friendly and industrial products and services throughout North America and Canada. Also, the company is a global manufacturer of heavy-duty filtration products, providing filtration solutions for transportation, off-road mining, marine, agriculture, and automotive-like trucks.
I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. Educational background, attended high school in New Orleans, Southern University, continuing education through my workplace as an electrical engineer in New York with Rutgers University, University of Delaware, and Princeton engineering.
And what sparked that interest in electrical engineering?
My science background and math background.
So you were pretty good in algebra and calculus.
Yes, sir. Yes.
What were some of your initial jobs out of college?
My initial jobs out of college, actually, I started off in financial, with a financial background in engineering and marketing. Worked with companies and Bankers Trust, worked with Life of Virginia. And doing with bankers, we were basically doing their IRAs and tax shelter programs for corporations.
And when did you come up with the notion to start Keymill Technology?
Well, as a child, I had always had an interest in science and meteorology and in the environment. There was a commercial on TV that depicted a Native American Indian disheartened by the once pristine landscape that became desolate and defiled due to pollution. That commercial left a profound impact on me. And John, which resulted in the development of a philosophy that respects what Mother Nature has provided and to preserve what God has given us for future generations. That was the development of Keymill Technology. Then I also began to do research with that philosophy. They began to go the process of going green, the Going Green movement, which ignited me to seek opportunities in that field. And after researching new development in the energy industry, I identified the possibility of expanding my interests and which birthed it, Keymill Technologies. My first opportunity was with a manufacturer in Buffalo, New York, which manufactured equipment to recover ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze. And going forward, I became a distributor with a product in the construction industry for the release of asphalt and concrete biodegradable product. So I began to look at the possibility more strengthening and developing Keymill Technology to go global would be in emission and petroleum and landfill. And that's where we are today, to try to bring in the technologies and market the technology to bring in to clean up our environment. The waste to energy technology that we found was the best on this planet, because not only does it incinerate, burn all of your waste, your debris, and medical waste safely, the residuals are safe green products, bio-waste products that already has been approved by the EPA and the Department of Environmental Quality. So you're getting rid of, you're reducing the buildup of methane in your landfills, you're reducing waste, you're creating jobs, and from the waste, you're creating clean electricity. So now you're being able to clean the environment, create high-paying, skilled jobs, create clean-burning electricity, thus bringing the companies and the municipalities or citizens to EPA compliance.
How receptive has you're in New Orleans, so how receptive has the city of New Orleans and some of its Outer Bank cities been to what you all have to offer?
They're very receptive. We are in negotiation with the city of New Orleans, Jefferson Parish, which is an adjacent city, and Cato Parish in Shreveport.
Now, when you came to the conclusion that this type of industry, business needed to take place, how did you decide on what particular products that you all were going to provide?
Well, in the environment of going green and working and having the working knowledge of the EPA and what all products, what all of the industry that they were focused on, which gave us the idea on how to search the right types of products and industry to focus on.
I found particularly one article interesting, asphalt release agents. One drives over asphalt all the time, But you all figured out a product that will increase the life of the asphalt that is laid on our highways and byways?
Yes, sir. The release agent, what it does, it most construction companies use diesel fuel to keep the asphalt from sticking in the equipment.
Okay.
By them using diesel fuel, it breaks down the asphalt. Our product prevents that. Our product is, to give you an illustration, PAM, the same product that you use in a skillet to keep from having to use oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way our product works. You spray it in the truck. It's biodegradable. It will not coagulate with the asphalt, but it will keep the asphalt from sticking to the bed of the truck, thus preventing the breakdown of asphalt. Now, once the asphalt is placed on your road, the longevity of it is long-lasting and is proven.
Are these particular products patented?
Yes, they are.
So tell us about that patenting process that you all have to go through.
Well, the manufacturer that I work with does all of
that. Okay, okay, okay. I understand. If you're just joining us, I'm Johnny O. Henson, Jr., and you're listening to In Black America from KUT Radio, and we're speaking with Kenner R. Rogers, President and CEO of Keymail Technologies, LLC, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. Also, talk about the concrete form oil and release agent.
Okay. The concrete release agent is a basic patent similar to that of the release agent of the asphalt.
Okay.
Both of them, the technology are the same. So one is utilized particularly formulated for the asphalt. The other one is formulated for concrete. When you're forming your concrete, to keep it from sticking to their forms, you're reducing breaking and cracking of your forms or roadways. So it's also an environmental product that will not harm or flow into your water or your soil and your streams. So that's the main focus of all of our products, are to aid in the construction and keeping the environment safe and clean.
Now, when you go make these presentations to, I assume, these municipalities, are they understanding what you're saying?
Yes, they do. They also have a testing lab that tests all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you send your products out for it to get on the QPL list. In order for your product to get on any municipality, state, or federal QPL list, it has to go through rigorous testing.
Mm-hmm.
And it all has been tested.
Oh, okay. Now, when you put the company together, who are some of the other folks that work with you? Because I'm quite sure you can't do it all by yourself.
No, I can't do it all by myself. Well, Kevion, his background, graduated from Morehouse, finishing up his PhD at University of New Orleans in Financial Economics. I have a Six Sigma Master Black Belt that helped to perform with my company. And I'm presently bringing in Ms. Deborah Williams, whose background is to keep Keymail technology structured, organized, and knowing everything that we have to do, that I don't have to be concerned about where I have to be, what I have to do, what's next on our agenda. These are the three main people that I rely upon.
Tell us about the soil stabilization product that you all have.
Our soil stabilization product is another biodegradable product that is utilized in the stabilization of soil, where you may have soil that is loose, or they have to stabilize it on the side of your interstates, on the side of mountains, where there are slopes. They not only use the geofabrics and your limestone rocks to stabilize the size of a slope, but they also can use the soil stabilizer that is could be sprayed, and it has a formula that you have to use in order to know how much product has to be mixed with the water that it could seep so far into the ground in order to stabilize it.
Now, I travel weekly coming to do this program on I-35, and I see a lot of highway construction going on. So when I come to an area where they're building a new overpass or a new hill, are they using more than likely some of your products?
No, most of the time, I would have to get with the construction company that
okay.
has bidded the contract in order for them to bid my particular products into their bids.
But I'm saying when they're building those new, I guess, hills, they're using products that are similar to what you use, or if you were a subcontractor to that particular construction company, they'll be using your products.
That's
correct. To stabilize the soil. Because I was always wondering, you know, they build this hill, but how do they know this particular hill is going to be a hill that's not going to crumble at some point in time?
I would hope that they would use, if they're not using mine, because I'm not involved in any of those contracts,
mm-hmm.
but I would hope that they would be using our products or products similar to our products.
Okay. Is there any exclusivity to the products that you use? Or I guess part two of that question, are there other companies that are doing similar things that you're doing?
Yes, and I have, matter of fact, I work with the top three manufacturers that do have exclusive distribution agreement with them.
Okay. Is there an umbrella company that you also have that deal with roofing supplies and storm gutters?
No, I have two companies under one umbrella.
Okay.
One supplies vertical build products.
Oh, okay.
So, but my main focus is on infrastructure.
Tell us about that.
All right. As a company that had to be diverse in its growth phase, in its beginning phases, Keymail Technology was requested by companies to bring in certain products, which that was not our focus, but that gave us an opportunity of growth.
Mm-hmm.
So we developed under one umbrella a vertical build supply company as well as a supply company for infrastructure to heavy civil construction companies.
Does that have something to do with the greenhouse builders?
Yes. Yes, our company is certified by the United States Greenhouse Builder. We are a LEED certified corporation.
And when we're talking about greenhouses, what are we talking about?
Well, when you talk about greenhouse, you're talking about the types of products that's friendly to the environment.
Oh, okay.
Be it air conditioning, be it generators, be it windows, flooring. There's different type of products that they considered whatever type of product that you use was made in a certain or developed or manufactured in a certain manner to meet the certification of green bill.
You mentioned certification, so what type of certifications do you all go through periodically, or is a one-time deal?
Well, it's our certification has to go yearly, annual.
Okay, and it consists of what?
Our certification consists of being certified by Dun & Bradstreet, SAM, which was formerly CCR, all your federal agencies, Department of Defense, Department of NASA, Department of Energy, the different Department of Highway Department, Department of Transportation, DOTs in every state has different rules.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to meet all of their certification and qualification in order to do business with those entities.
In researching this, I see a lot of initials after certain certification. Tell us about the Hub Zone.
All right. Hub Zone is a federal certification that states that my company is certified to do business with every federal agency.
Is that a lengthy process?
Oh, yes, sir. Lengthy and expensive.
So you have to bring in other folks to help you complete that process, or all of it's done in-house?
Keymail was fortunate to be able to have everything done in-house, but it's a lengthy process to those that don't understand the process, and do not have all of your documents in order. Your strength of getting your certifications or your documents or your certification with all these agencies that I spoke of previously, and your statement, your financial statement.
If one is interested in the type of business that you are in, what are some of the qualifications they must meet to, one, either join your company or consider starting a company of their own?
Well, the process to even get to halfway where I am is you're talking about 5 years.
Okay.
You have to have the resources in order to meet the changing demands of the industry and in the government. You have to have relationship with the manufacturers, and they're far and few in between.
Okay.
The easiest way to do if you had a construction company, you would say, okay, we can do a joint venture with Keymail Technologies. They have all of their certification. They have all of the products that would bring great added value to the project and the project environment and the taxpayers.
I understand. When we spoke last week, you were coming out of a meeting with the people from Nigeria.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that meeting and what's on the horizon with the work that you're going to do for them.
We are providing them with the technology for a waste-to-energy plant to bring all of their landfills in compliance. As you all know, they had a big summit in New York regarding methane and the environment, what is causing the breakdown of the ozone and climate change. Our technology will reduce methane by 25% and remove all of their waste and turn it into clean energy, reducing emissions almost to zero. So they have problems with their landfill with leakage, and all of their pollution is seeping into their water tables. Our technology will eliminate it.
For a layperson, give us, I know you can't give away the, you know, the company's secrets, but give us an idea of that process. I mean, the landfill is on the ground, so how do you all extract the methane gas and the other pollutants that you are going to keep out of our atmosphere?
Okay, our company do not have the process to extract the methane. There are companies that have the technology to place pipes in the ground and equipment to extract the methane.
Okay.
Our company eliminates more production of methane.
Ah, okay.
So when they bring your waste or garbage or demolition debris or whatever you bring to the landfill, it goes into our incinerator, which then burns it at a high temperature, 2,000 degrees. We have a scrubber, or it's called a micro-mist scrubber, that will clean up the pollutants that's being generated in the burning process. So when whatever smoke goes up is clean, almost emission-free.
So do you all have to build that incinerator there?
Whatever landfill that you have, one requirement is that you have a transmission line grid close to the landfill that we could connect our system to be able to send that energy back into the grid, which the power company would have to pay you for.
Well, I understand. At the end of the day, Mr. Rogers, what are you most proud of once you've completed a project?
To see that we had made a difference with the environment, and thanking God for what he has given us, that we was able to enjoy it, to bring it back to a condition that we can leave for future generations. The second thing that we're most proud of, that we was able to create high-paying technical jobs to be able to help families to be able to afford to do things with their families and provide for their families in a manner which should be done.
Where do you want to see Keymail 5 years from now?
5 years from now, we would like to see Keymail bring the technology global.
And what will that take?
Perseverance, as we are doing now. We've done our homework. We know that we have to work one market at a time. And I wish I had Ms. Deborah Williams here with me. That would have been her pet peeve.
When you look back at the decisions that you've made thus far, are you pleased with it?
I am extremely pleased with all of my past decisions.
Were there any disruptions to your business from Hurricane Katrina?
Well, Hurricane Katrina disrupted my business because we were in infinite stages of development, and because of Hurricane Katrina, it did not afford us an opportunity to be inclusive in any of the construction because we were not there where we are now. So we had the products, but we didn't have the opportunity to get it marketed in a manner which we had time to get it marketed now. So I was affected, Keymail Technology was affected by Katrina because we weren't able to do business. Matter of fact, it took like 4.5, almost 5 years before we was able to get any contracts due to Katrina.
With the work that you're doing in Nigeria, are there any contracts on the horizon for that type of work to be done here in the U.S.?
Well, we are doing, that's how Nigeria found out about it, from their people here in the U.S.
And can you tell us where those locations are?
Shreveport, Louisiana is going to be our upcoming project. New Orleans and Jefferson Parish, we're looking at 14 to 16 months away on those two projects because of other things that I cannot speak about.
Final question, Mr. Rogers. How important is it for us to be environmental friendly the way we go about disposing of our waste and other byproducts?
It is very important, number one. One aspect is that the concept, the production of the equipment that we have, that we brought to the table, can actually eliminate having those major concerns as we have had in the past.
Okay.
Because of our incineration process, it has developed a way of disposing all of our waste and turning it into clean, burning electricity.
Kenan Rogers, founder and president of Keymail Technologies, LLC, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to your future In Black America programs, email us at jhanson, H-A-N-S-O-N, at kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. And remember to please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.